It's Tuesday morning. I am in the Addy Theater, third floor, Proctor's in Schenectady. There's a table set up for registration. Mary Lou Samaha and Marie Balak check me in. Janice Walls checks to see if the graphics I sent are correct. I will be in segment 5 of Schenectady Today in and around the Capital Region, a public access television program produced at Open Stage Media. There are 3 cameras. The new technical director, Katie DiRico, is aligning her shots with the floor manager, Malcolm Cogan. The guests are invited to sit with the audience. We're about to begin. Okay, I'll say it, though no one really says it in television. Lights, camera, action.
Welcome to Schenectady Today in and around the Capital Region. I'm so happy you're joining us today. We've got a really great show today with lots of interesting information. You might want to get a pad out and start making some notes about some of this that we're going to be discussing today. We're going to be starting out with an attorney, and we're going to be going to the legal quarter and finding out about the new laws that are coming up and what's going on. And we may ask them a few questions from out in left field somewhere. And then we're going with Habitat for Humanity to find out about their community symposium that's coming up. We're very fortunate to have an international award-winning photojournalist joining them as well. Then the Girl Scouts will be talking about camping. What a great way for kids to spend the summer is to do some camping. And then we're going to be talking with Zeb Schmidt, who is the program director of Open Stage Media, just to kind of check out what's going on here at Open Stage Media, which is where we're filming. And then we're going to be talking about, did you know there's an eel project? Yes, there is. DEC has an eel research project. We're going to learn all about that.
Schenectady Today features people from all walks of life. You might tune in to see David Kaczynski, brother of the Unabomber, the actors in a local theater production, or Sawyer Fredericks, the winner of The Voice TV show. You might hear from the last surviving member of the Bird expedition to Antarctica, listen to a children's choir, a jazz band, or a folk duet, find out what's happening at the Museum of Innovation and Science. You might even see a live llama. More likely, you'll hear what volunteers from your community nonprofit organizations are doing.
I went through all of your photos, I think almost all of them, and I was just like amazed at some of your photos. They're so gritty.
Yes, gritty.
Gritty.
Well, that's what poverty is. Poverty is gritty.
Yeah.
Poverty is hard, and it's hard to find your way out of poverty, which is where part of the solution is Habitat for Humanity feels is home ownership and the self-investment and the self-determination that comes with that. What Brenda is bringing to us is the opportunity to have a panel discussion on April 25th mm-hmm. at the First Reformed Church in the Stockade.
Yeah, great place.
Great, beautiful, beautiful
yeah,
venue.
Yeah.
And we are going to have a panel discussion. Community leaders are going to be involved. Folks
raising
that are currently
yeah.
raising the awareness, and not only raising the awareness, but what are some solutions? What are we all going to walk out of that room with and be able to affect a true change?
After 45 minutes or so, I'm about to go on. I'll be interviewed by longtime host producer Ann Perillo, Proctor's 2018 Volunteer of the Year, and a recipient of the City of Schenectady's Patroon Award. Here's an abbreviated version of that segment.
And here we are back again, and with me is my friend, Garrett McCary. I've known him for a long time. He's come to my rescue a number of times with television. So anyway, here we are talking about eels. Who would have thought of that?
We're doing a little experiment with this segment, aren't we?
We're doing an experiment, yes.
I'm working with the Sanctuary for Independent Media in Troy, New York, and they have a radio station.
Great place, great place.
It's called WOOC. But they do a nightly program called the Hudson Mohawk Magazine. So I proposed to them that we take a little segment of your program, which is all community, as we
right.
know.
Right, yeah, you can tell. We did the law and we've done everything
we've
here.
We've done everything yeah. here. And that we take one segment a week and we put it on there. Can you give me a little bit of history of what this program is?
Oh, well, you're watching Schenectady Today in and around the Capital Region. We've been on the air going in our 21st year. and we really enjoy meeting new people, new guests, and promoting the Capital Region, the entire Capital Region.
You could be the longest running community program in the country.
I'm glad you didn't say oldest, but...
longest running... Well, that goes without saying. Okay, so folks, for the radio audience, that's what you're listening to, Ann Barillo, who is a marvelous host. I'm so happy that she's able to participate in this experiment.
Always fun.
Okay, so let's talk about eels.
Yeah, let's talk about eels. Who would have thought eels? And then when you tell me they come from the Bermuda Triangle area, all the way up the Hudson, those guys must really like to swim.
They really like to swim. Yeah, the life cycle of an eel is very interesting because unlike salmon and striped bass and herring, which live in the ocean, then come up and they spawn in the freshwater.
And then they die.
Some of them die, but, yeah. You know, the stripers don't.
Somebody has to live.
But, yeah, somebody has to live. The eels actually live in freshwater, in your ponds and lakes and streams and creeks. And then, after about 8 or 9 years, they decide, it's time to go spawn.
So they live quite a long time then, if they don't get eaten.
If they don't get eaten, yes. And in this country, we don't eat eels very much. But in Europe, it's a delicacy. And, of course, in Japan, it is.
But so they're bigger. They don't. These are little eels.
Let me finish my story.
So the
eels all swim down on some dark night in September. You can get thousands of eels swimming back to the Sargasso Sea, 1,500 miles away, and no one really knows exactly where. But you have to picture this now: a giant eel ball somewhere in the middle of the ocean, where they're all laying eggs, sperm.
Yeah, and then it's a love fest.
It's an eel love fest. You think Woodstock was something? This is eel stock. So then they lay the eggs, and the eggs kind of swim around a bit, and then they hatch into these little baby glass eels.
Called glass eels.
Glass eels, yeah. And you can see through them. And then they swim back up, all the way up the Hudson, all the way up every little creek, and they do this in the springtime. So the DEC, the Department of Environmental Conservation, has been doing a program for about 10 years now where they have been capturing eels in all of the tributaries of the Hudson and counting them and then releasing them because they just want to get a base
information. Yeah, to find out how many are coming through.
What's going on.
Now I'm a little confused because these are freshwater eels, did you say?
They're freshwater eels, yeah.
Well, but they spawn, go through the ocean.
But they spawn in the ocean.
So they're both saltwater and freshwater. They're
exactly. Yeah. Okay. So these little eels come up and we capture them, and we're trying to get a base as to how many eels there are. And also, it could be like an indicator species, so that if...
Yeah, like frogs.
Like frogs are in the world now, and the old canary in the coal mine, of what's going on with the environment.
Exactly.
And so we are actually having a meeting on April 16th at the Mount Ida Preservation Hall, which is on Congress Street in Troy. It's the old church up there.
You're going to give a presentation?
And no, the DEC is coming up. And they're actually going to bring some eels, because the eels are coming up the river. They're just not all the way up here. So we're hoping that this the Post and Kill station will become a permanent station.
Oh, that would be great.
Every year.
Yeah.
Because it is the last major tributary before the locks. And as I say, it's fun to do. It changes with the tide. You can only get the net in low tide. Every day there's a different time.
That's exactly based on tide.
And we're going to do it for like a month or 6 weeks, according to how many eels we get.
It's exciting.
It is very exciting.
Yeah. Who thought about you ever think you'd be counting eels?
No.
We've been talking with Garrett McCary, and he's an eel counter. I guess you could say that.
Eel counter. Okay. Marshmallow maker, eel counter, whatever you want to call me.
For more information on how you can be a guest or an audience member or on the crew, go to SchenectadyToday.com or message Ann Perillo on Facebook. To learn more about the Eel Project on the Post and Kill, come to Mount Ida Preservation Hall, 548 Congress Street, Troy, on Tuesday, April 16th at 5:30 p.m. or email Aiden aidan.mabeys, that's A-I-D-A-N dot M-A-B-E-Y, at dec.ny.gov. Learn how you can get involved. Hey, it's time to get in the water.